Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, folks. It's Joan Matthews again, coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio, and it is August 18th, 2020. And I greet every one of you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Before I even start, I just want to give the honor and the glory and the praise to our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, to our precious Holy Spirit, who comes and leads us and teaches us all things and bring all things back to our remembrance and guide us into the truth of our Father and of who He is and of who Yeshua is. Father, I thank You for Your Holy Spirit. I thank You for coming in the flesh, in the person of Yeshua. I thank You for who You are, Holy Father. And I thank You for this another day. God, it's the end of the day, and we're only here because of You. And those who are listening are only listening because You've sent them here to listen, and because You've given them a brand new day. I'm boiling some herbs to make tea since I can't even fall asleep at night. I just want to greet all of you and to just say welcome. And Father, I just thank You, Lord, for Your mercies and for Your strength and for every piece of food that we're able to eat and every drop of water that we're able to drink and every bird that we see fly by and every tree that waves. Lord God, we take so many things for granted. We take even the things we deemed as little things, we take them for granted. I never really realized how these little things that we take for granted are actually the big things in life, that when they're gone or when they're missing from our life or when they don't work anymore, how very scary and very uncomfortable it is not until you get to that place. I remember after going through the surgery and I came out and I couldn't talk. I had to struggle to talk, and I'm getting there. I had to struggle to talk, and I struggled to eat. I struggled to swallow. I couldn't eat properly. I had to puree all my food, the fish, the meat, everything had to be pureed for about a month, and it was very uncomfortable that I couldn't eat a piece of fish or eat a piece of meat or even eat a piece of bread. And it was very uncomfortable. And folks, you have no idea how these little things that we deem little things are actually, they're actually big things. Money. Let me tell you something. Money cannot be compared to your health. Money cannot be compared to your ability to eat or your ability to drink water or your ability to see or your ability to walk or talk. No kind of money, nothing cannot be compared to that. So, listen, it just makes me want to just thank God every morning and every night. Thank God for every piece of food that I eat. That's why you hear me saying this. And every drop of water that I'm able to drink and every word that I'm able to speak. God, I just want to thank You. I love You, Lord God. And sometimes, you know, we look at our body and we fuss and we suck our teeth, but you know what? I thank You, Father, for creating my body the way You did, for creating me the way You did, because You are perfect in all of Your ways. And You created my body perfectly. And You created my body, our body, to heal itself. And I thank You that You created our body, because You're a perfect God. And You are not going to create our body and it cannot heal itself. But we know that You've created our body to heal itself. And I thank You that I am going to be 100% whole, that I am 100% healed in Yeshua's name, that I will live and not die, that I will live a long life to see Yeshua come back And I thank you, Lord, for the grace and for the faith that I found in Yeshua. And thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh, folks, I just want to pick up from where I left off last time. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? This is part 4. And since these episodes are only half hour long, I have to like go in parts. So last time, we talk about, you know, just compare Isaiah chapter 14 with Ezekiel chapter 28 interchangeably. So right now I am on Ezekiel chapter 28. Just recapping verse 13 a little bit, because we are going to continue on verse 14. So we know that according to the word of God, when the Lord spoke to Jeremiah, he said, "Before I formed thee in the belly," welcome 7 or 8. The Lord said, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before you know you came forth, I sanctified thee." And so that shows that, you know, the Lord is saying, you know, before He knew, He formed Isaiah in the womb. He knew Isaiah, and He ordained him and set him apart for His work. And folks, it's the same. It's the same with us. And I can vouch for that. I can surely say that. And I just feel the need to just repeat myself over and over again, because this is like the main gist of the whole revelation. And I have to repeat myself in saying the reason why I'm bringing forth this message at this last hour of man's history, of these last days, is because of the revelation that the Lord has given to me. And if I sound redundant, if I sound that I'm repeating myself, it's because I'm doing it on purpose. I'm going to do a really quick, you know, recap of it, of what my testimony is. When I prayed for years, I mean over 10 years, I prayed and I asked the Lord to show me who I was before He placed me in my mother's womb, because I had this really, really deep knowing that I existed before. I came here. I never fit in with any of my family members, with anyone. As a matter of fact, my I always say, I don't know why my mother hates me. I don't know why a particular sister hates me. I for no reason, even though I do everything for them, but I asked the Lord, why do they hate me so much? And the Lord says, it is not you they hate, it is I, the Lord your God, in you. It is I they hate. They hated me before they hate you. And, you know, folks, I've prayed for years and years and years, and I knew from the depths of my soul that I didn't belong here, that I didn't fit in anywhere, that I am a stranger in this strange land, and nothing can settle me. I mean, I'm an avid thinker. I think all the time. I'm a deep thinker. I think that's part of the reason why, you know, I can't get a good night's sleep, because my mind is always going a million miles an hour. I can lie there on the bed and my mind literally goes into the courts of heaven. I mean, my mind just goes beyond what the flesh can go, and to the point where literally I see things. I literally, like, see things in the spiritual. So, You know, and I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I show me who I was before you placed me in my mother's womb, before I came here, until one day, as I was very distraught, I came from home from work, and I felt homesick, you know, homesick, wanted to go home, back to where I came from, and I felt lonely. It's not a loneliness. It's not a physical loneliness. I have 4 daughters and a husband and lots of family members. So, and a friend of mine said, oh, so that means you're not happy. You know, it doesn't have anything to do with the flesh or the world that I'm in. It have everything to do because I'm a spirit being. I'm not a physical being. And I started bawling my eyes out. I said, Lord, I don't want to be here. I want to come home. I want to come home. No one wants to hear the things that you reveal to me. And every time I try to tell them, even my own family, they say that demons are talking to me. And I really don't want to do this. I really want to come home. And I started bawling my eyes out. And then all of a sudden, the Lord just downloaded in my spirit everything that I'm telling you. And I started, like, talking it out, kind of like prophesying, I'm assuming, because it was the first time anything that happened in that sense. The Lord showed me things and spoke to me and revealed things to me and just showed me things and take me into eternity and all of that before. But this, the Lord speaks in different ways, and he revealed things in different ways to us, which he has done for me for years. And so the Lord just downloaded the information in my spirit, and I just started speaking it out. And this is what the Lord said to me. He said, before I placed you in your mother's womb, I knew you and you knew me. You stood before me. I ministered to you while you praised my holy name. I showed you all the mysteries of the universe. And I told you I was going to send you on a journey. And the journey, folks, is the journey in the flesh that we are here. And when you get there, you will not remember your former estate. But I have placed the light inside of you. And if you follow the light, you will find your way back to me. And this is what the Lord revealed to me. And the light we know is Jesus Christ. If you read John chapter 1, it says Jesus, Yeshua, is the light that light every man that come into the world. He is the light of the world, and Yeshua talk about, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father in heaven. And that light is the light of God, is in us, Jesus Christ, the light. And the Holy Spirit is the oil that really light up the word of God. Jesus Christ is the word inside of us. And the Holy Spirit is the oil that illuminates the word or the lamp inside of us to shine, and the Holy Spirit is the one to do the work in us that makes us shine, that the whole world may see us. And then I wept because I wanted to know the Lord. When the Lord told me that he sent me on this journey, and when I get there, I will not remember my former estate. I wanted to know why. Why did you send me here? Why did you separate me from you? Why would you do that to a child? I hate it here. And then it took about 6 months before the Lord revealed to me why. And he revealed to me, he said, when the war broke out in heaven, there was much confusion. And because of confusion, you doubted. You doubted your faithfulness towards me. And he said, not you only, but many of you doubted. And the Lord showed me that 1/3 of the angels of heaven that fell, it's us. And you know what? You know, we live on earth. This earth is a small place. It's a small planet. And I know it's over 6,000 years that mankind have been coming in and dying and coming in and dying out. And it's probably trillions of people, but that's nothing. One angel, there are 7 levels of heaven. If you read the martyrdom of Isaiah, I will encourage you guys to download it on the internet, the martyrdom of Isaiah. Isaiah went to heaven, and he described went up to the 7 levels of heaven. And there are 7 levels of heaven. And heaven is not earth. Earth is just a tiny little place compared to even one level of heaven. So there are seven levels of heaven. And just imagine one third of the angels of all of the seven levels of heaven. You're talking about trillions, maybe. I don't know how much a trillion is, but you're talking about not billion, but trillions of angels that fell. And the Lord said to me, not only you, but many of you, he said, you doubted me. He said there was much confusion in heaven during the rebellion, and many of you doubted. You doubted my love. You doubted my faithfulness. You doubted your trust for me. You were lost, and he said, because of unbelief, you were separated from me. And if we go back and read Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, they talk about, well, because of unbelief, you know, they were separated from him. The angels of God were separated from Yeshua, from the Father, because of unbelief. You and I were separate, and I would have never put that together had the Lord not put it together for me. He said, because of unbelief, you know, we were separated from him. So, I'm sorry, my throat is kind of like closing in on me. The blood of Jesus over me, the blood in Jesus' name. The enemy doesn't want me to talk. But I rebuke you in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus over me. So the Lord revealed to me and said, because of unbelief, we were separated from him. And folks, you and I are fallen. Jay did it. You and I are fallen angels. Believe it or not. Believe what you want to believe. You don't have to believe me. Take it to the Lord in prayer. You and I will not make up this. I fear God too much. I do not want to go to hell. I do not want to be separated from my Heavenly Father. I want to be with him forever and ever for all eternity. And that's another testimony that I would like to give. When the Lord took me out of time and into eternity, I would like to tell you guys about that. I know that I've given that message already, but I'd like to give it again. It's probably lost within all the other episodes that I have there. But and the Lord showed me that we were separated from him, and the Lord, this is how the Lord connect the event with Adam and Eve in the garden, when the Lord put Adam into a deep sleep and opened his side and took out the ribs, and he separated the woman from the man. And like I mentioned, the Adam symbolized to Messiah Yeshua, and the woman being separated from him is us, the fallen angels, the children of God, the wife, the bride of Christ, being separated from the side, from the Father's side, not particularly from his ribs, that we are inside of his body, but from his side. You know, sometimes people are like, oh, your wife is separated from you. It doesn't mean that the wife is attached to the husband here on earth. As in heaven, so on earth. It means that we were separated from his presence, from his side. You know, and so Eve being separated from Adam is symbolic to the fallen angels, you and I being separated from the Father. And I remember that the Lord, I was on the bus coming home from work, and I was meditating on the Word of God, and the Lord showed me a vision of Yeshua on the cross. And he was just hanging there, and the Lord showed me his side being pierced. And I didn't know why. And then as I was musing within myself as to why the Lord showed me, the Lord said, that's symbolic to the bride being grafted back in to the side of the Father. Like, you and I are going to be grafted, you and I are being grafted back in, to be back in the side of the Father in his presence, or rather in his presence. And so, folks, I wanted to know, you know, what was I like? I said, Father, can you show me what I was like when I was in heaven? And the Father didn't want to show me. He said, if I show you what you were like, pride may enter your heart. But he said, he did tell me that you were like one of the after glorious angels. And he made it a point to show me that you didn't get your glory from yourself. Your glory came from me. So all the glory of the angels came from God. Like Lucifer was a very glorious angel. But it wasn't his. He didn't receive the glory because of anything that he did. It was everything. Every good thing comes from the Father. So the Father just showed that to me. And then every time the Lord revealed something more about who I was, I just wept all the more so, and just weep. And then I try to tell a lot of people, friends and family, and they just look at me and they don't want to talk to me anymore. And they're like, demons are revealing these things to you. And so, folks, I just asked the Lord. I said, Lord, who am I going to tell these things to? No one wants to hear. And this is simply what the Father said. He said, tell it to all who would listen. So, folks, all who would listen, just listen. If you don't want to listen, you don't have to listen. I'm just doing the work of the Father. Jesus Christ said what he had to say, and many walked away from him. Many said they were hard sayings. They were too hard for him to, for them to hear, so they just walk away. So it's okay. So I know by the time I'm rambling on, the time just goes by so fast, but Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 14 tells us, you know, so the point I'm trying to make is that we are all fallen angels here, and Lucifer will become a man. He is a fallen cherub. He's a fallen angel also, and he is going to become a man just like you and I. He is going to be in a man's body, and I'm going to read, I can't stress this enough. Please read Isaiah chapter 14. Please read Ezekiel chapter 28. Compare the two chapters. They're talking about the same thing, the same downfall that's going to happen to Lucifer. I'm going to segue back up to verse 9 of Ezekiel. So Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 9 says, will thou yet say before him that slayed thee, I am God, but thou shalt be a man? So the Lord God is saying, it's like prophesying and asking to Ezekiel, saying, are you going to say to those that are going to slay you, that are going to kill you, speaking to Lucifer, that I am a God? You want to tell them, I am a God, you can't kill me. But you shall be a man. That's what the scripture is saying. But you shall be a man. Lucifer is going to become a man and know God. But you shall be a man and know God in the hand of him that slayeth thee. So he is going to become a man. Thou shalt die the deaths of the uncircumcised by the hand of strangers. For I have spoken it, said the Lord. And then verse 13 said, well, let me finish read up at the end of verse 11. Thou sealed up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Verse 13, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, and it outlay all the stones, the name of the stones. The sardis, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, emerald, carbuncle, gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets, of the pipes, was prepared in the day that thou was created. Oh. Verse 14 said, thou art the anointed cherub that covered. Thou is here. Listen to this carefully. I'm going to read as if I'm not reading like Shakespeare, because I really don't like reading. Thou art thee, and thou, I like to read so that, you know, I can understand and everybody else can understand too. You are the anointed cherub that covered. He covered the throne of God. He was always around the Father. You are the anointed cherub that covered. I have set thee so. Sorry, I have to clear up my throat here. You are the anointed cherub that covered. I have set thee so. You were upon the holy mountain of God. You have walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. How powerful and beautiful and perfect he was created. Verse 15 said, you were perfect in your ways. The scripture says, thou was perfect in thy ways. But you were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created, till iniquity was found in thee. So the Bible says that Lucifer is perfect in all his ways, in his ways from the day that he was created till iniquity was found in thee. And it also said in verse 11 that he was full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. So not only that he was very, very wise, his beauty was perfect. And, you know, the Bible says that he was perfect in his ways. So God created people were like, well, why did God create? God created Lucifer, perfect angelic being. Till iniquity was found in every single one of us was created perfect. You and I, who are fallen angels, were created perfect, but we fell. God did not make robots, folks. He made the beings with their own mind to do whatever they want to do, to go whatever way. But make sure that God is such a loving God that even though he created us perfect and he gave us our own mind to make our own decision, even when we sin, he still gives us an opportunity to think about it and to say, okay, you know, you've experienced what it means to be separated from the creator of life, from the creator of all things. We are given the opportunity to experience what it means to be separated from a perfect God, the God of life, the God of peace, the God of hope, the God of love, the God of perfection, the God of beauty and light, the God of everlasting life. We have the opportunity to make up our mind and to decide, okay, do I want to continue living in the confusion that Lucifer has orchestrated and caused all of us to fall into? Do we want to continue to follow our own pernicious ways, our own mind, our own thoughts, our own ways and the ways of man and the lies of man and the books and the doctrines and demons and of men? Do we want that, or do we want to just say, Lord God, we have made a mistake. We have sinned against you. We have faulted. We have done things that are not pleasing in your sight. We have hurt you. And we have turned away from your perfect love. And we want to come back. We need to turn away. We need to turn away and ask God for forgiveness. We need to give up this world and our own thoughts. Folks, God has given us the opportunity, all of us fallen angels, and the Bible tells us in Hebrews that inasmuch as the children are partakers of the flesh and blood, he himself put on flesh like us in order to come to save us. And the children, who children? The fallen angels are partakers of flesh and blood. He say he himself put on flesh to come here. And he took on our sins and our iniquities and our transgressions and our sicknesses and our diseases upon himself. Because he loves us so much. Once I asked the Father, I said, Father, why do you love us so much? Why do you not destroy us when we sin against you? Why did you have to just put on flesh? You left the lofty abode of heaven and you came flesh and your own creation murdered you. And I said, why did you have to do this? And the Lord God showed me, he said, because I am love, and love never dies, and love never give up. Because God is love, and God, and love never dies, and love never give up on those that he loves. The Lord showed me, said, even those that will never come back to me, even those that rejected me outright and will never have eternal life with me, said, no one can take, the Lord showed me, said, no one will ever take their place in my heart. The Lord showed me, said, I have a place in my heart for every single one of you, and no one can take your place, even Lucifer. God have a place in his heart for Lucifer, a place of love. God loved him, but now God hated the ways of him. But that doesn't mean that God stopped loving him. God could never stop loving. But he has hate also for not for us per se, but for who we become. That person that cannot stay in his presence. So folks, all we have to do is to keep the greatest commandment, and it's loving God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind. And the second one is like it, is to love God, is to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. So I just want to encourage each and every single one of you in these last days that we're living in, pray like you've never prayed before. The Lord God said to me, call unto me night and day in sackcloth and ashes to show yourself approved. We are living in the last days. We see that the tribulation is heating up. And, you know, according to in the book of Daniel, it will heat up seven times hotter than it ought to. We haven't seen anything yet. Jesus Christ said that things are going to happen, that man's heart will fail them for looking upon and for watching these things that shall come upon the earth. Many, many, many people's heart will fail them. So we have to pray without ceasing, put on the whole armor of God, ask the Lord to fill us with himself. We have to empty ourselves of who we are, of all the things that we have learned from religion and from our own thoughts and from being rebellious. And we have to just ask God to fill us with himself and with his Holy Spirit, with his truth, and with his love. So, folks, good night, 708, and God love each and every single one of you, no matter what you have done. No matter what you have done, no matter what we have done. The Lord God said to me, no matter what kind of sin we have done, he said his love is more sufficient. His love is so much more than what we can ever do. So it doesn't matter what you have done. God love have already cleansed and made you and I whole. So love each and every single one of you in Yeshua's name. Spread the word so others can come and listen to who you are, who we are. And it's kind of like exhilarating. It's kind of like an exhale, you know, to know and to finally know who you are, and that you have a place in this universe, and that you're not just an amoeba that crawled up out of the sea trillions of years ago, according to science, and then one day, voila, all of this happened. So no, not like that. Love you all in Jesus Christ, and tomorrow again. And if any one of you have any testimony and you want to say something, just let me know, and I'll let you speak. Love you all in Christ. Bye.